This week we're hearing from Israelis and Palestinians about the prospects for peace. Today and tomorrow, two groups of college students, bright young people with strong opinions. Tomorrow we'll hear from four Tel Aviv University students. Today, a group of Palestinian students at Birzeit University on the West Bank. The young men are Tamer Abdo, he's an English major and a dancer, Bashar Zrayer studies radio and television, Amir Nasser studies economics. The young women are business student Maha Batran and English major Ola Atiya. First, Bashar.
Despite all the problems and all the violence, I'm so hopeful that there's going to be peace. Because the violence won't stay forever, you know. Because when peace happens, I think they will remove the settlements, the military checkpoints. They will ease our movement from place to place. When this happened, the lack of jobs will be less. I think, yeah, everybody wishes that this will be a window for peace and the violence will stop from both sides.
But is there something different in your day-to-day life right now from, say, 6 months ago?
For now, no. Actually, I don't. Everything is becoming worse. And the apartheid wall, they're continuing to build it. You know,
this is the Israeli security barrier that's going all the way down there.
The separation wall is, they are continuing it. It's exactly near my house. And in the future, I won't be able to come to Ramallah and Birzeit without a permission or a card.
To get through the wall.
Yeah,
your route is going
to
be cut off by the the security barrier, or the fence, or the wall, whatever they call it.
Exactly.
Tamer?
I think it's only hope. Everyone's hoping and dreaming, so I don't know if it's gonna dream come true or anything. It's just only hopes and dreams.
Yes. And Maha?
A window of hope, I'm not sure. I believe in that because in 1993 we had the Oslo agreements and we believed that things will get better, and things apparently got better, but 5 years later we find that the Israeli settlements just multiplied in the West Bank, in Palestinian territories, and many things we didn't realize that were happening just got worse, and now that's how I feel. I don't have a lot of faith in this next period, but I hope so.
Can I just say one? Yes, Tamer.
From the beginning of what they started with the agreements, they did have some agreements about opening the checkpoints and taking them off and releasing the prisoners and all of these agreements, and nothing happened. They were supposed to do that, but nothing happened. I think from the beginning of these agreements, there's nothing. So I don't know if there's still hope or not.
First release of prisoners, by Palestinian standards,
yes.
A very small release, but a few hundred people have been released so far.
Amir. They did release 500 people, but in these past 3 days, they arrested 85.
Ola.
This is Ola. Well, for a literary meaning, a literary phrase or sentence about this window, well, they have the key. We have the hope for that, but they have the key. Once they open it, okay, peace and everything will happen, whatever they talk about. But once they keep it shut, nothing will happen, nothing.
Well, what do you think of the statement the Israelis frequently make, that this is something reciprocal, that at this point the roadblocks will come away, the troops will move back, after the Palestinians assume responsibility for their own security. And if somebody uses a gun, a Palestinian officer will come and arrest that person. Maha?
I think that during the Oslo period, there was no bombings, there was nothing. So I think that the real problem is occupation. If they stop the occupation on our land, if they remove the settlements, we won't have any reason to shoot in the air, maybe. You know, we will have a stable economy, we will have jobs, people won't be desperate to hold guns.
I feel that Abu Mazen's government is interested in shutting up the Palestinian people. That's it. required. So they're probably going to move some checkpoints. So people are going to just say, because people got tired, like in these last 3 years, like people are just going to say, oh, it's better for us now. Let's just be quiet. But I believe like this was like the first intifada. Like 10 years later, people are going to get sick of the occupation, come back to another intifada maybe.
That's what you see through the window of opportunity.
This is Bashar. It's not about only security, because there's many problems happening since even before the intifada. We pay high taxes. They used to demolish houses since they occupied us. It's not just security. There's still many problems beneath what all the world is thinking. Then they have to stop demolishing houses, because since the occupations, they're not stopping demolishing houses in Gaza, in Rafah, in everywhere.
Well, last week, Ariel Sharon announced, I believe that's finished, or the defense ministry announced, no more demolition of houses.
Can't... the last days...
Tamer is moving his hands like he's saying, talk. You're saying it's just talk.
Well, I don't know. It's like maybe they only say it or just announce it in front of the media to show that they're like innocent, and then they go back from behind their sneaky peekies with their sneaky peeky work, and I don't know.
It's like, you don't believe it?
No. Especially right now, after the
Ariel Sharon. Nobody believes Ariel Sharon. He's the biggest liar in the world.
With the work of the separation wall, it's they're demolishing more, like, not only houses, also like lands, you know.
Yeah. They're still stealing lands to continue the separation wall. They're still stealing lands, farms, demolishing houses to continue the wall. So I think not everything Ariel Sharon says that we, okay, Ariel Sharon is right, he said that, he's a big liar.
Palestinian students at Birzeit University in the West Bank. Tomorrow, we'll hear from four Israeli students at Tel Aviv University, who, as you might imagine, have very different things to say.